From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. President Joko Widodo says Indonesia's economic growth is better than other countries. President asks scholarship recipients to promote Indonesia abroad. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo said that although the third quarter economic growth is predicted to be minus, the third quarter economic growth is on a positive trend at the opening of the cabinet plenary meeting on Monday. Previously, the Central Statistic Agency BPS noted that Indonesia's economic growth in the second quarter of this year was at minus 5.32%. The president also said that national economic growth is still better than other countries.
Kita tahu kemarin di
we know that the last time in the second quarter, our economic growth was at minus 5.32%. In the third quarter, perhaps in a day or two, this will be announced by BPS. It will also be in minus numbers. Our estimate is at minus 3, a slight increase. And this is indeed much better when compared to other countries. But we should put pressures on the fourth quarter. So the third quarter is minus 3, and it is an improving trend, a positive trend. President Joko Widodo hopes that in the fourth quarter of this year, expenditure realization must be at its maximum. The head of state asked his staffs that the last quarter of this year should be fully utilized. The president also reminded that the figure in household consumption is still at minus 4. So all parties are obliged to strengthen demand so that consumption becomes better. President Joko Widodo advised scholarship recipients of the Education Fund Management Institute, LPDP, who would study abroad, to show the face of a peaceful Indonesia and promote Indonesia so that the world community would invest and travel in Indonesia. This was conveyed by Jokowi when giving a speech at the LPDP General Stadium event, which was broadcast on the Presidential Secretariat YouTube channel on Monday.
Bagi saudara-saudara yang kuliah di luar negeri, tunjukkan
for those
bahwa
of you
Indonesia
who study abroad, show that Indonesia is peaceful and united, full of tolerance, and always has unity in diversity. Promote Indonesia in the international community to travel in Indonesia, to invest in Indonesia, that is good for Indonesia's future. President Joko Widodo also invited scholarship recipient from the Education Fund Management Institute, LPDP, to take advantage of the opportunities provided by the state by diligently pursuing education, building networks, and preparing for the future, both for the young generation itself and for the future of the Indonesian nation. Meanwhile, the President Director of the LPDP Ministry of Finance, Rionald Selaban, said this year there were 1,659 people who received LPDP scholarship. President Joko Widodo has said that extension of the generalized system of preference GSP facilities for Indonesia's export to the United States must be viewed as a chance to increase investment. As reported by Antaranus Agency, the president, while attending an online cabinet plenary meeting from the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday, stated that he would like to remind that Indonesia has a chance to improve investment following the extension of the GSP facilities to enter the U.S. market. The extension of the GSP status offers a chance to increase investment since Indonesia is the only Asian country enjoying the facility. With the GSP facility in place, the president said he expected Indonesia export to the U.S. to jump. He further said may this serve as a chance to attract more investment as Indonesia has the GSP facilities. With the facilities, investors will be more interested to set up plants in Indonesia as Indonesia has been given the facilities to enter the U.S. market. The Europe On Screen EOS Film Festival is back for the 20th time in Indonesia. The festival will be held from 16 to 30 November 2020. Ambassador of the European Union to Indonesia, Vincent Piket. In his remarks at an online press conference in Jakarta on Monday, said the film festival is special because for the first time it will be held online.
This year's Europe On Screen is special because for the very first time in our 30-year history, we will be hosting all our screenings digitally on our online platform. Thanks to our digital platform, we will be able to reach out to a very large geographic space, all the way from Sabang in Aceh to Merauke in Papua, and covering each and every one of Indonesia's 24 provinces.
Vincent Piket added that even though it is held online, this festival still presents a series of the best contemporary European films. A total of 40 feature films from 25 European countries and one short film compilations winning the EOS 2019 Short Film Pitching Competition can be accessed from the audience home. In a release received by Voice of Indonesia on Monday to welcome the festival, Europe On Screen will hold webinars and online workshop with European film practitioners through a series of pre-festival events from November 9 to 13, 2020. The Europe On Screen 2020 Film Festival will be held online via the Festival Scope website. Festival Scope is a special site to hold online film festivals that have been used by several international film festivals in the world, such as Venice, Helsinki, and others. To get the film tickets, the audience is required to create an account on the Festival Scope website and must have the latest browsers and device operating system. Free tickets will be available on screening day with a limited number for each film. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. France reported a record of 52,518 new COVID-19 on Monday, and the number of people hospitalized with the disease rose by more than 1,000 for the fourth time in 8 days, as the pandemic showing no signs of abating despite a new lockdown. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, the timing of the latest daily record could be seen as a particularly worrisome, as Mondays have, until now, seen a dip in new cases reported due to fewer tests being carried out on Sunday. The cumulative number of cases now totals 1,466,433 in France, the fifth highest total in the world behind the United States, India, Brazil, and Russia. As in other big European countries grappling with the resurgence of the disease, the French government ordered a 4-week second national lockdown on Friday, as earlier curfew measures failed to have an impact. At least 22 people have been killed by gunmen who stormed Kabul University before engaging security forces in an hours-long battle on Monday. As quoted by BBC.com on Tuesday, spokesman for the Afghan Interior Ministry said, the attack was eventually stopped when 3 gunmen were killed. Original Islamic State group claimed responsibility in a statement. The attack began shortly before the expected arrival of government officials for an Iranian book fair and continued for several hours. A further 22 people were wounded by the attackers. Tuesday has been declared a national day of mourning by the government. The Taliban denied involvement and condemned the attack shortly after it began on Monday. Hours later, the Islamic State group issued a message on the Telegram application saying it had targeted the graduation of judges and investigators working for the opposed Afghan government. The UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said that the UK faces a medical and moral disaster unless tough action is taken now to stop the spread of coronavirus. As reported by BBC.com on Tuesday, Boris told members of Parliament there was no alternative but to introduce a national lockdown, which is due to begin on Thursday, to prevent the National Health Services, NHS, from being overwhelmed. Member of the Parliament or MPs will vote on the plans in the Commons on Wednesday. Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer accused the Prime Minister of the catastrophic failure of leadership over the pandemic. Sir Keir, who started calling for a short lockdown or circuit breaker in October, criticized the government's inaction, saying it means the lockdown would be harder, longer, and more damaging than it needed to be. The Prime Minister was speaking in the Commons 2 days after announcing the lockdowns at a televised press conference. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Thank you for listening. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitling Handling the COVID-19 Pandemic for Indonesia's Economic Recovery. Indonesian President Joko Widodo reminded again in his ministers to remain focused on managing and maintaining a balance between coping with health and economic recovery. This was conveyed during a briefing at the plenary cabinet session at the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday. Indeed, he has conveyed this to his aides many times. Two focuses are presented, addressing health and economic recovery. In handling health, especially handling the COVID-19 pandemic, Indonesia is still struggling to reduce the number of active cases. As of November 1, 2020, Indonesia's active cases of COVID-19 were 13.78%. The world average of active cases was 25.22%. President Joko Widodo also instructed that active cases should be continuously suppressed and minimized. President Joko Widodo's request is certainly very appropriate, considering that several countries in Europe are currently facing a second wave of COVID-19 attacks. The increase in cases was drastic. Indonesia must not be complacent and must increase its control so that active cases can be continuously suppressed, as well as to suppress the emergence of possible second wave. The second focus emphasized by President Joko Widodo is economic recovery. As experienced by other countries, Indonesia is also struggling to increase economic growth. In the second quarter, Indonesia's economic growth was at minus 5.32%. Although it was still minus in the third quarter, the minus was only 3%. It is expected that it will continue to rise in the fourth quarter. President Joko Widodo warned that fourth quarter is very important to improve. The hope can go into the positive. Thereby, President Joko Widodo asked for state and government spending to be implemented at the beginning of the year. Thus, the increase in the fourth quarter does not fall at the beginning of the year. All stakeholders must take immediate and appropriate steps. The real action of all parties to jointly fight the COVID-19 pandemic, to reduce its spread, and to break the chain of its spread must be increased. Hopefully, vaccination can also be carried out according to schedule. Because of this, all related stakeholders and the public have to contribute greatly to the economic recovery and economic growth of Indonesia. Listener, that was commentary for today. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Do the following to avoid virus infection when you are traveling. Keep your distance. If you see someone unhealthy, please maintain your distance. The minimum safe distance is 1 meter, but if the person is coughing, then the minimum distance is around 3 meters. Wash your hands with soap, especially if you keep interacting with other people. You can also use alcohol-based sanitizer to kill the germs. Cover your mouth and nose with your elbow or tissue when you are coughing or sneezing. If you are using tissue, throw it away immediately and then wash your hands. Avoid direct contact with living animals and any surfaces that had contacted with animals. Avoid consuming raw or half-cooked meat to avoid cross-contamination. Find medical treatment as soon as possible and then share your prior travel history with the health services if you are experiencing any health problems.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History. I'll begin with November 3, 1945, when Indonesian Vice President Muhammad Hatta issues the 3rd of November 1945 edict. The 3rd of November 1945 edict can be called a pillar of democracy in Indonesia because it encourages the formation of political parties as part of democracy. This edict also legitimized political parties that had been formed before the Dutch and Japanese times and continued to encourage the birth of new political parties. However, the plan to hold the general election in 1946 could not be realized because the Indonesian people focused on fighting for independence due to the arrival of Allied military forces. At that time, elections were no longer a priority. Let's move on to November 3, 1950. The battle between the United Republic of Indonesia Armed Forces, or APRIS, and the troops of the Republic of South Maluku, RMS, who wanted to separate from Indonesia, erupted near Fort Victoria, Ambon, on November 3, 1950. In this battle, the leader of the APRIS forces, Lieutenant Colonel Slamet Riyadi, died, but his troops managed to seize Victoria Fort as well as the entire city of Ambon from RMS. With the fall of the city of Ambon, the main force of the RMS was successfully broken. I'll end today in history with November 3, 1982, when the Salong Tunnel fire in Afghanistan happened. The Salong Tunnel fire occurred on November 3, 1982, during the Soviet Union's occupations of Afghanistan. The details regarding this fire are uncertain, But this incident is likely to be the world's deadliest traffic accident and one of the deadliest fires of modern times. Very few facts are available regarding this fire. In fact, all the scanty amounts of information were only hearsays. This isn't a purge because the Soviet Union tended not to reveal their losses during the war. However, many sources agree the fire, which killed between 2,700 and 3,000 people, involved a convoy of Soviet troops heading south Afghanistan through the tunnel. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today entitling Indonesia officially obtains the GSP extension from the United States. The United States government through the United States Trade Representative USTR has officially issued a decision to extend the provision of Generalized System of Preference or GSP facilities to Indonesia. GSP is a trade facility in the form of exemption from import duty, which is granted unilaterally by the United States government to developing countries. The government of Indonesia welcomed this extension of the GSP tariff preference, as quoted on the kemlu.co.id, Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan said that amid the decline in international trade due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the provision of these GSP facilities will help improve the performance of Indonesia's export to the United States. The announcement of the extension of the GSP by the United States government was made just a day after President Joko Widodo's meeting with the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Jakarta on Thursday. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, who at that time met her counterpart, the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who also specifically raised the issue of the GSP, stated that the completion of the GSP discussion was the result of the series of intensive diplomacy carried out by the Indonesian government recently. Minister Retno Marsudi also remarked that the provision of the GSP facility is in a concrete form of a strategic partnership between the two countries. This may bring about benefits not only to Indonesia, but also to the United States. Meanwhile, Indonesian Ambassador to the United States Muhammad Lutfi said that the extension of the GSP facilities provided by the United States shows the high confidence of the United States government in various improvements in domestic regulation made by the Indonesian government in order to create a more conducive business and investment climate across Indonesia. Ambassador Lutfi also said that after the announcement from the United States Trade Representative, Indonesia would immediately formulate a road plan to optimize import duty relief facilities for Indonesian export products in the United States market. In recent years, granting GSP facilities extension by the United States has been relatively rare. In fact, a number of countries with trading partners of the United States, such as India and Turkey, had their GSP facilities terminated in 2019. Coordinating Minister Luhut Panjaitan also added that in order to emphasize the commitment of the Indonesian government to keep optimizing the high potential for cooperation in the economic and trade sector of the two countries today and in the future, Indonesia will propose to hold a limited trade deal or LTD negotiation between Indonesia and the United States. In addition, Ambassador Lutfi further said that the limited trade deal, which will cover trade cooperation, investment, information, communication, and technology sector, is expected to help boost two-way trade between Indonesia and the United States to reach $60 billion by 2024. That was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
tiba saat mengerti jerit suara hati yang letih meski mencoba melabuhkan rasa yang ada. Mohon tinggal sejenak, lupakanlah waktu, temani air mataku, teteskan lara, merajut asa, menjalin mimpi, hendakkan sepi-sepi.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I'm going to let you know about geblek, a typical food from Kulon Progo. Stay tuned. Listener, when you're traveling to Kulon Progo Regency, Yogyakarta, please do not forget to taste its various culinary. One of them is geblek. It looks like a figure eight and has white color. This food is a familiar snack in Kulon Progo, like fried bananas, tempeh, tofu, and fried sweet potatoes. Therefore, geblek is easily found in various places of Kulon Progo City, from street vendors to restaurants. Geblek traders usually sell this food for 15,000 to 20,000 rupiah per portion. One portion consists of 6 geblek pieces. This food can also be bought as souvenirs. Geblek can last for quite long time, about 4 days even without preservatives. If you want to buy geblek as a souvenir, you can choose cooked geblek or in raw food. Currently, these food are made with various color, not only white. Geblek is made from simple ingredients, namely starch, garlic, and salt. Even though it is made from simple ingredients, the process of making this food requires patience. In the making process, the starch is steamed until cooked. Then drain the starch and add salt. Then it is steamed again for about 10 minutes. After that, it is drained again and seasoned with mashed garlic. After that, it is shaped like a figure eight and fried. Geblek is very delicious when served warm, because if it is more than an hour, the food will harden. However, when served warm, geblek is dry and crunchy on the outside and chewy in the inside. When eaten, it tastes salty and savory. Geblek is usually eaten with besengek, a soft tempeh with a savory taste of coconut milk. The combination of these two foods is very delicious. Geblek is also suitable to be enjoyed with a glass of hot tea. This food is usually served by the local community of Kulon Progo when get together and relax with family and friends. That was our segment of Indonesian Wonder. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a segment that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Ondel Ondel, which is a typical giant doll show from Jakarta. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on Ondel Ondel. On the front yard of the boarding house neighbors, there is a celebration and an Ondel Ondel show.
Ramah, mengapa ramai sekali di rumah tetangga?
Setahuku, mereka sedang menggelar hajatan.
Apa itu hajatan?
Hajatan itu acara selamatan.
Mengapa ada boneka besar yang menari di hajatan itu, Ramah?
Itu Ondel Ondel, boneka khas Betawi yang dipakai untuk arak-arakan saat hajatan.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely, Ondel Ondel. Ondel Ondel, which means giant doll show. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Mengapa? Mengapa? Which means why. Tetangga? Tetangga? Which means neighbors. Hajatan? Hajatan, which means celebration. Selamatan, selamatan, which means celebration. Boneka, boneka, which means dolls. Ondel ondel, ondel ondel, which means giant dolls. Arak-arakan, arak-arakan, which means procession. Menggelar, menggelar, which means hold an event. Ramai sekali, ramai sekali, which means very crowded. Di rumah tetangga, di rumah tetangga, which means in a neighbor's house. Pertunjukan, pertunjukan, which means show. Bisa bergerak, bisa bergerak, which means can move. Karena ada orang di dalamnya. Karena ada orang di dalamnya. Which means because there's a people in it. If you want to ask about a cause, reason, or action, you can use the question's word mengapa. Mengapa, which means why. To respond to the question's word mengapa, mengapa, which means why, you can use the word karena, karena, which means because. To explain the reason or the cause of what has happened, such as the following example. Mengapa ramai sekali di rumah tetangga? Mengapa ramai sekali di rumah tetangga? Which means, why is it so crowded at the neighbor's house? Oh, itu karena mereka sedang menggelar hajatan. Oh, itu karena mereka sedang menggelar hajatan. Which means, oh, it's because they are holding a celebration. Here are some examples of using the question's word mengapa and the response. Mengapa ramai sekali di rumah tetangga? Mengapa ramai sekali di rumah tetangga? Which means, why is it so crowded at the neighbor's house? Oh, itu karena sedang menggelar pertunjukan ondel-ondel. Oh, itu karena sedang menggelar pertunjukan ondel-ondel. Which means, oh, that's because he's holding an ondel-ondel show. mengapa ondel-ondel itu bisa bergerak? Mengapa ondel-ondel itu bisa bergerak? Which means, why can the ondel-ondel move? Ondel-ondel itu bisa bergerak karena ada orang di dalamnya. Ondel-ondel itu bisa bergerak karena ada orang di dalamnya. Which means the ondel-ondel can move because there are people in it. Well, listen up, before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example of the conversation one more time.
Rama, mengapa ramai sekali di rumah tetangga?
Setahuku, mereka sedang menggelar hajatan.
Apa itu hajatan?
Hajatan itu acara selamatan.
Mengapa ada boneka besar yang menari di hajatan itu, Rama?
Itu ondel-ondel, boneka khas Betawi yang dipakai untuk arak-arakan saat hajatan.
Listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know Indonesian better. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening, and I'll meet again tomorrow with another different topic. Sampai jumpa!
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today we present a mellow song entitled Alon Alon, sung by Rita Fauzia. The song Alon Alon, which was composed by Hairoman, is original song of Sambas West Kalimantan. Lyrics of the song use the Sambas Mela language, which contain messages that we must carry out everything patiently and calmly. This song has slow tempo music. Let's listen to the song Alon Alon, sung by Rita Fauzia. Enjoy the song.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.